Programs that bring computers into the classroom are helping to eliminate the digital divide. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Marshall Jones, professor and senior director of learning technologies and graduate studies at Winthrop University, examines the positives and negatives of such programs.
Access to the internet is growing rapidly. Between 2010 and 2012, there was a 153% increase in internet access in North America and a 3,606% increase in access on the African continent. The digital divide refers to the separation, or divide, between people with access to technology and the internet and those without. Early one-to-one computing programs, one device for each student, such as the Maine Learning Technology Initiative and Nicholas Negroponte's work with one laptop per child in Afghanistan, showed promise in bridging the divide and improving student learning. As a result, schools around the world are adopting one-to-one programs. Open educational resources, such as Khan Academy's free video tutorials and Rice University's free college textbook project OpenStax, are providing high-quality educational materials for free to anybody with internet access. For students, having an internet-connected device can provide the same benefits as living in a major city with a large research library. My students and I have studied the strengths and weaknesses of one-to-one programs. Detractors claim they're too expensive. Parents worry about too much screen time. Teachers are concerned with getting appropriate professional development and administrative support. Vendors often overstate the benefits of the technology. We have found that teachers are finding creative ways to manage classrooms, such as screens at 45 degrees to indicate that the laptop should be half closed and students should look away from the device and pay attention to the teacher. Students without internet access at home have mapped the best free Wi-Fi hotspots and can be spotted doing homework at fast food restaurants, grocery stores, and of course, the library. Access for All is helping to shrink the digital divide and democratizing education in new and unique ways. Working to integrate the technology into the life of a school remains a work in progress.
That was Marshall Jones of Winthrop University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.